For those of you on the losing side of an argument, you will be happy to know that the program is about to begin. I've been asked to make a couple of announcements before we get to the main event. Bill Harvey, one of our members and until recently chairman of the Legal Services Corporation, is going to appear on Bill Buckley's Firing Line show tomorrow. So you might want to tune in. As chairman, Bill brought about some real change to the corporation, identifying abuses, taking the politics out, and predictably infuriated the professional middle-class poverty lawyers who feed on funds intended for the poor. So tune in tomorrow and see why the heathen rage. Also like to recognize Brian Tracy and David Frum, who are engaged in inaugurating a society similar to our own north of the border in Canada, and who we've already had a very successful initial meeting. Brian, David, would you stand? And of course, we can't let the luncheon hour pass without extending our traditional thanks to Don Lipsett, the personal secretary, for Don's manner is unorthodox but effective. He leaves all the loose ends to the last minute and then ties them together with a flourish. I went up to the Baron von Cannon right before lunch and I said, I have to introduce Fulner. Give me something funny. And the Baron said, look, I work with him all day, every day, and believe me, there's nothing funny about it. Actually, the Baron reminded me that although we know Ed as the president of the Philadelphia Society and the president of the Heritage Foundation and other high offices, the great world at large knows them as the centerfold in the 1982 Life magazine. And I must say that everything Fulner does turns to gold. That issue of Life sold 50,000 more copies than any previous issue of Life, and the Heritage Foundation alone bought 100,000 copies. The major domo of conservative public policy, the president of Philadelphia Society, Ed Fulner.